This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 346,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed infections. In the United States, more than 98,000 people have died from the virus, and there are more than 1.6 million confirmed cases. The Trump administration's new strategy for coronavirus testing puts much of the burden on states while promising to provide supplies like swabs and material to transport specimens. The plan, which was delivered Sunday to members of Congress, has drawn harsh criticism from top congressional Democrats. They say the administration still does not have a serious plan for increasing testing to stop the spread of the virus. A ban on foreign travelers arriving in the U.S. from Brazil due to the surge in coronavirus cases there now takes effect this Tuesday. This is 2 days earlier than previously announced. The ban had been set to go out into effect late Thursday. The White House announced the change Monday without any explanation. Brazil is second to the U.S. in the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases, according to a tally from Johns Hopkins University, and has seen cases surge in recent days. The World Health Organization warned Brazil against reopening its economy before it can perform enough testing to control the spread of the virus. The organization's executive director, Michael Ryan, said in a news conference that Brazil's intense transmission rates meant it should keep some sort of stay-at-home measures in place, regardless of the negative impacts on Brazil's economy. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. biotechnology company has begun injecting a coronavirus vaccine candidate into people in Australia with hopes of releasing a proven vaccine this year. A Novavax official says 131 volunteers will get an injection in the first phase of the trial, and the safety of the vaccine and looking for signs of its effectiveness. About a dozen experimental vaccines are in early stages of testing or poised to start. It's not clear that any will prove safe or effective, but they use different methods and technologies, increasing the odds one might succeed. Novavax expects the results of the Australian trial to be known in July, and it's making more doses in anticipation the vaccine will in fact work. Religious services in California will look much different under rules unveiled Monday that limit attendance to 100 people and recommend worshipers wear masks, limit singing, and refrain from shaking hands or hugging. The state released guidance under which county health departments can approve the reopening of the churches, mosques, synagogues, and other houses of worship. They've been closed since Governor Gavin Newsom issued a stay-at-home order in March to slow the spread of the virus. It's not immediately known how soon in-person services will resume. Counties that are having success controlling the virus are likely to move quickly. South Koreans must wear masks when using public transportation and taxis nationwide starting Tuesday. Health authorities are looking for more ways to slow the spread of the virus as people increase public activities. A health ministry official said masks will also be enforced on all flights from Wednesday. South Korea had largely stabilized its outbreak until early May, when crowds flocked to reopen nightclubs and entertainment venues. Such facilities will now have to use smartphone QR codes and customer personal information to allow tracking if needed. In other developments around Asia, India resumed some domestic flights and more Australians returned to school. Former Vice President Joe Biden made his first in-person appearance in more than 2 months on Monday as he marked Memorial Day by laying a wreath at Veterans Park near his Delaware home. Since abruptly canceling a March 10th rally in Cleveland at the onset of the virus pandemic, the presumptive Democratic nominee has waged much of his campaign from his home in Wilmington. When Biden emerged on Monday, he wore a face mask. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.